As a pastor, I see a lot of sin in myself first, and also in my flock. I see bad habits in myself first, and also in those that I love and minister to. I see being trapped in behaviors that we would like to change. I see a difficulty in keeping up good habits and a difficulty in getting rid of bad habits. And I wonder often, what is it that makes it so hard for us to consistently do good? I'm not talking about great, incredible acts of heroism. I'm just talking about just being able just to do our daily things with consistency, with peacefulness, with sobriety. And it's very hard to do those things on a regular basis. And I wonder why. Now, of course, it's very clear that a root cause of all of our problems is pride, but that's very general. With pride, of course, you don't depend on God, and if you don't depend on God, we have nothing without God. We're nothing without Him. So obviously, if we do not depend on God for something, we're bound to fail. But that's a very general thing, and that's not as helpful, I think, as drilling down to more specific things. Oftentimes, we have failures in our life, consistent failures, because of some overriding sin that's consistent in our life that we're not doing enough about, or maybe doing nothing about. A person who's envious, they're not going to do well in life. A person who's judgmental, every aspect of their life is negatively affected in a profound way. A person who indulges in unclean thoughts, all other aspects of their life are going to be affected by that. But what if you don't have any particular thing that you think about or that you can put your finger on? Why is it that we have such bad habits, and why is it so hard for us to say our prayers regularly and read the scriptures regularly and come to church on time and stop smoking and be more kind to people? Why is it that we find ourselves constantly being like Paul, that which I would do, I don't do, and that which I would not do, I do? I think one aspect is we don't have very good self-control. What has always really impressed me about the God-man Jesus Christ is that He always had focus. He set His face to Jerusalem. He always had great self-control. He went through emotional ups and downs. You could see it in the scriptures. But He always had great self-control. Because, of course, He's God and man. But we are to emulate Him. So here's one idea, a simple thing, and I don't want to engage in any self-promotion here, because I'm a sinner and I'm very full of bad habits and self-indulgent. But I learned something recently, how easy it is to change one's behavior. I had gone to the doctor and gotten a physical and seen that my blood pressure was kind of high. It wasn't hypertension, but it was kind of before then, like in the 125, 130 range, and it concerned me. And I drink a lot of coffee, or I did drink a lot of coffee. I drank pretty much, I'd say, the equivalent of 4 cups a day. I've always been fortunate that I've never been addicted to coffee, in that if I don't drink it for a day or 2 days or 3 days, I don't get any headaches or feel any abnormal tiredness. So I've been fortunate in that way, that my body responds in that way to caffeine or doesn't respond to the lack of it. But I was concerned that if I was drinking so much coffee, then maybe my adrenal gland was getting overstimulated, and maybe I was always in a more hyperstimulated state, which would cause more high blood pressure. And so I decided just to not drink coffee for a while. And like I said, I'm fortunate. I cannot drink coffee and not go through any withdrawal. I know people that do, and that's a physical thing, and it's a hard thing to overcome, but I've never had that problem. Thank God for that. And so I stopped drinking coffee, and my blood pressure went down after a little while, and it's quite normal now. And so then I started drinking coffee occasionally. And instead of drinking a gigantic cup, the biggest one you could get at racetrack or at Starbucks, I would drink a small coffee and be satisfied with that. Or at church, I would have one cup. Or at a person's home, I'd have one cup. And I wouldn't have it every day, generally. I'd try to drink it 3 to 4 times a week maximum. And what I found was, it was quite easy to not drink coffee on the days that I didn't drink it. It didn't really affect me. I didn't really have any particular craving for it. I'm a person who really loves coffee. It's my favorite beverage, I would say. If it didn't have any of the physiological effects of the, if you have too much caffeine, you can't sleep, or you get jittery, I would drink it all the time as my go-to beverage. Hot or cold. Weather, that is. I don't like cold coffee. But it was easy not to drink it. And it really gave me kind of an object lesson there. I used to drink too much coffee. It was a habit of mine. I drink too much coffee. In the morning, I'd have coffee, and sometimes in the afternoon, in the early afternoon, I'd have coffee, and I would be too stimulated. And then I just decided not to do it. Well, my body cooperated, like I said. Physiologically, it's easy for me to stop drinking coffee. And psychologically, it became quite easy too. It was quite a wonderful experience to drink coffee every other day or maybe even every third day. And it would taste really, really good. And I would really enjoy it. And I just, to be honest with you, it reminded me of the times when we don't fast on a Wednesday or Friday, the rare times during the year when it's just really, really good to have cheese on a Wednesday, and you thank God for it, and it's a time of feasting, and it's every bit as important as the time of fasting. Well, every time I had a cup of coffee, it really tasted really good, and I would thank God for having coffee. And that really taught me something, and maybe it teaches you something if you're hearing my words. It's okay to just give something up. Have a little self-control. Now, in my case, it wasn't so hard. I don't want to take any credit for any great act of self-control. You know, this wasn't like, you know, getting off a drug or something, like being drug addicted, because I was never physically addicted to coffee at all. But I had learned to associate coffee with, you know, if I wanted to study or read something, I'd get a cup of coffee. And I learned not to do that. And now it's just very wonderful and easy to have a cup of coffee once in a while and really enjoy it and have a small amount. Only recently, I've done this for several months now, but some time ago, I had more than my usual amount of coffee. And I felt not too good. I felt kind of too stimulated. So it was a nice little lesson. Just stay with what you're doing. Just show some self-restraint. Have coffee a little bit. And it's just fine. I think this applies to the spiritual life very, very well. With most of us, we have some bad habits. And if we can just curb a little bit of the bad habit, it's going to be really helpful. If we don't say our prayers at night, maybe we can say one prayer at night. Let's say the prayer of St. John Chrysostom, the 24 hours of a day. Just say that prayer. And if you say nothing else, you're doing something. Or if you eat too much bread and fried food and you're feeling bloated and everything, try forbidding yourself to eat it on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You'll be amazed how easy it might become for you to do that, and then how good the bread food tastes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And maybe you'll feel so good that you'll say, there's no reason for me to eat fried food. Even though I live in Texas, I don't have to eat fried food if I don't want to. And you feel even better. This can apply not only to food, but to any practice. I've sometimes struggled with getting up in the morning and not praying as the first thing I did. And at some point in time, I just had to say, you know, I'm going to pray first. And it works better that way. I can't say that I'm 100% consistent at that, but more consistent, and it's very, very helpful to be a little bit more consistent. So maybe this will help you. There's a lot of reasons why we have things that are wrong with us, bad habits that don't change, good habits that don't continue, trouble with our thoughts, etc. If we find something that we can do positive, even a small thing, that helps us to have better self-control, and then we can do a bigger thing. It's really as simple as that. Now, there's certainly other things that have to come into account. Perhaps, you know, if we're angry at someone, if we judge someone, if we have trouble with unclean thoughts, and we don't work on those things, we indulge them, well, you know, making a small lifestyle change might not help you. But even in that case, if you make some change that is based upon your repentance for a thing, God will certainly see your effort and magnify it. So let's just do a little bit. Let's not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Just do a little bit. Stop doing something that maybe you shouldn't be doing. Maybe stop doing it most of the time. Start doing something that you should be doing. Maybe start doing it some of the time. And I think you'll find that these habits which you are enslaved to, whether they be physical habits or whether they be thoughts, are a whole lot easier to defeat than you thought. May God grant us rest in Christ. Amen.